Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone had a nice weekend. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. We'll go ahead and get started with the performance we saw on Friday. It was a nice rebound day after a rocky Thursday session there. Leading the way to the upside was that emerging markets ETF EEM, up almost 2.5%, followed by the NASDAQ Composite and the Russell 2000 as well. Only name to land in the red for the last, or excuse me, on Friday was the US dollar, down 14 basis points, continuing its downtrend we've seen over the last couple of months. Of course, as it is the last day of July, we'll go ahead and take a look at the performance spread for July itself. Similar looking picture there, but crude oil finds its way at the top, up almost 15.5% there, followed by emerging markets, Russell 2000 and the NASDAQ Composite. S&P towards the middle of the pack there, up almost 3%, so all things considered positive for the broad market. Only a couple names landing in the red, that being fixed income representatives and the US dollar as well. I did mention crude was the biggest winner over the last 30 days or so we'll take a look at its technical picture. Strong, nice looking action we've seen over the course of the last 30 days on two consecutive buy signals, moving back into a positive trend. Strong support offered at 74. That's also where some old resistance is for crude oil there, as well as a nice base to work out on off of those lows for 2023 at from around 64 to 68 or so. Of course, how is that rise for crude impacting the average energy fund? What I've done is I've taken the average group, average fund score from the asset class group scores page for the S&P 500 in blue, energy in black, and then the money market in red as well for a bit of benchmark comparison. We've seen over the last 30 days or so, energy really start to pick up from an average score perspective, now coming in at around a 3.33 score, so above our 3.0 technically acceptable threshold. Of course, energy was 2022's darling. It's really fallen out of favor throughout the course of 2023, so we're seeing a bit of a rise. Energy moving up in the asset class group scores page, also moving up into an equal weight status in Dolly recently. So certainly something to watch out for if we can see this sector come back into favor. Of course, one of the funds you're going to probably watch to see if that is occurring or not is going to be the Energy Select Spider Fund XLE. This one does have a near 3.97 fund score there, paired with a strong 1.66 score direction, talking about that magnitude of recent upside participation. This one also has a similar looking picture to crude itself, recently moving back into a positive trend on three consecutive buy signals, support offered locally just above the middle of the trading band at 81, and then a stronger base to work out on off those lows for the year, around 76 to 78 or so on the default chart. Also going to mention the Russell 2000, as it did have a chart change on Friday there. RUT reversing back up into X's on its default chart here, now seen with localized support at a chart reading of 1950 on the default chart. Have some resistance near the all-time highs, or excuse me, the 2023 highs, around 1990 to 2000 here for the Russell 2000. If we were to move past that support, we don't have too much there until just below the middle of the trading band and the bullish support line on the default chart. Also, we're going to wrap up here with some earnings results. We've got a busy week for the markets, not quite as busy as last week, but nonetheless, we've got earnings for Apple, Amazon, and then we got an important July jobs report coming in on Friday. So those are some things to look out for. Nonetheless, semiconductors have led the market higher throughout the course of 2023. Got a couple on board here. The first one being On Semiconductor, ON. We've mentioned this one as a strong name to look out for throughout the course of 2023 so far. Strong five for fiber, strong ranking within the semiconductor sector as well. This one is sitting at all-time chart highs at a chart reading of 104. Further upside participation would post a third consecutive buy signal, all things considered a strong name as well. Also, shameless plug, Will and I sat down on Friday, put together our podcast for the last week, discussed the then historic run for the Dow Jones, which unfortunately it broke. Nonetheless, if you got some time and are interested in a little bit of more longer form content, go ahead and go over to our YouTube and watch that podcast as well. With that said, though, I will go ahead and wrap up here. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and we'll chat again tomorrow.